The title of this message is Determine Your Destiny. And the scripture is taken from Ecclesiastes 10, verse 20, which says, curse not the king, no, not in thy thought, and curse not the rich in thy bedchamber. For a bird of the air shall carry the voice, and that which hath wings shall tell the matter. Many times we make a mistake of thinking, talking, and doing negative things against those in authority over us, and those who have been given the gift of financial blessing far above and beyond what we have. We must be careful not to become socially envious of one another. God has made life to function in such a way that we are able to determine our destiny by the things we think, say, and do. Our opening scripture is a warning that the response to our negativity against those he has placed over us will cause him to take disciplinary action against us. In Exodus 22, verse 28, it is written, thou shalt not revile the gods, nor curse the ruler of thy people. In other words, we should acknowledge all powers ordained of God or are in his stead and represent him. And therefore, respect should be shown them, nor should they be treated with any degree of slight and contempt, which may discourage and intimidate them and deter them from the execution of their office. In Romans 13, verse 1 and 2, it says, let every soul be subject under the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. Therefore, by submitting to the power of government, we are subjecting ourselves to the will of God. The person in the position of authority is always confronted to act according to his or her own opinion and not according to the laws of God. That is why the Bible encourages us in 1 Timothy 2, verse 1 and 2, by saying, I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. We see then that the Bible actually encourages us to pray for those in authority over us. In the first scripture, Ecclesiastes 10, verse 20, there is a warning not to talk against the king or the rich negatively. Otherwise, the following things will happen. Firstly, a bird will carry the voice. In other words, an evil spirit will manifest and carry the voice. Secondly, that which hath wings will tell the matter. This means that by some means or other, those in authority will get to hear and know how you actually feel about them, and as a result, not treat you favorably. In Proverbs 26, verse 2, we read, as the bird by wandering, as the swallow by flying, so the curse causeless shall not come. This is the bird that carries the matter. This means that the curse will not land if it is not deserved. Your thoughts, words, and actions against others can result in being a blessing or a curse in your life. Be careful that what you say negatively does not return to you. It is my personal belief that God wants each one of you to determine the destiny of your life. And this can simply be achieved by the way you think, speak, and act towards others. Do not forget that you determining your future does not mean that you are independent of God. It means that whatever you do is with a consciousness that God is into everything and everyone that you are associated with. And He wants you and me to determine our destinies through a consciousness of His goodness as we integrate with the world around us. The next thing that I feel is relevant to this message is the call of Abram. The significance of Abram's call is important in order to understand that God has called you to determine your destiny. When you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you become a child of Abraham and immediately inherit the blessing that God gave to him in Genesis 12, verses 1 to 3, which says, I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you, and I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those that bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all the peoples on earth will be blessed through you. Another way of determining your future is following Psalm 37, verse 4, which says, Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Now, doing this enables you to please the Lord in whatever you set out to do. In the same way, the kind of prayers that you manipulate that others make for you will always be prayers for those things and situations that you desire most. I've used the term to manipulate prayers with a special reason behind it. Generally, when you ask people to pray for you, they pray for what they think you need instead of praying for what you ask them to pray for. By manipulating prayers for what you need simply means making sure that you do your utmost to get others to pray for what you want and not what they want for you. There is nothing like prayer to help form your future. Such prayers as praying directly to God and making sure that others pray for what you need are responsibilities that you need to make happen. God encourages you in Jeremiah 33, verse 3, to go directly to Him. He says, Call to me, and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. And making sure that you pray for the needs of others and others pray for what you need simply means letting them know what your concerns are and vice versa. In this way, they and you will be able to fulfill the requirements of Ephesians 6, verse 18, which says, And pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Praying for one another is an essential part of our faith and plays a major role in determining your destiny. May you benefit from the Apostle Paul's prayer for the Ephesians in Ephesians 3, verse 14 to 19. He says this, "For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God." God bless you, Pastor Philip.
Just how much I really love you. Hey, you. You are the reason why we're happy. Yeah, just you. Keep on with what we found, because it feels safe and sound. We should hang on to what we have. It's surely what we need. Precious, more than gold indeed. Something special is what we found, because it feels safe and sound. Hey, you, love is the reason why we're happy. Just you and I. The future lies ahead, to keep us in very good stead. Nothing can harm us now. We are gonna make it somehow. It's like a dream come true, such a blessing in everything we do. We should hang on to what we have. It's surely what we need. Precious, more than gold. A love that's made for you and me. How wonderful, how beautiful. grateful that you're in.